EAA Radio, broadcasting the spirit of aviation around the globe.
Airshow Buzz, an aviation-themed multimedia company, has debuted a new animated series featuring the adventures of Mike DeMustang. Ed Shipley is creative director of the project and is one of the founders of Airshow Buzz, a website that offers photos, videos, and social networking to aviation enthusiasts. Shipley also stars in the ASB original series The Horseman Cometh, about the travels of a three-ship P-51 formation team on the airshow circuit. Ed says Mike DeMustang, a P-51 with personality, got its start with a simple drawing.
It started off as a drawing on a piece of paper done by a guy who's a creative director for Thomas the Tank Engine, and met him at an air show where all good things happen. We were telling him that we were interested in doing a children's animated series based on a Mustang, and he said that he would love to work on something like that. And so we actually were sitting at a bar at an air show for England, and he drew us a picture of Mike the Mustang, and that's how the thing got going. We were doing some work up at George Lucas's ranch. They're doing a movie called Red Tails, and their executive producer, a guy named Rick McCallum, is a real nice guy, happened to see the drawing when I'm showing them some stuff up there. So the people at Lucas got us set up with writers, and we've got ourselves a producer and started getting the project off the ground.
The animation looks incredible. That explains why it looks so good, is that you've connected in with some pretty good talent.
We've really got some spectacular people on the program. We have a great writer. Her name is Nicole Dubeck, and she's a former child actress, was on the TV show Major Dad, and she writes for Nickelodeon. And our producer is a former guy from Disney who's done several movie projects. The animation is actually done by a company called Prana, and they're located over in Mumbai, India. They've got a huge studio over there, and it's a great project. It's very much your members at EA would understand it completely, because it starts with blueprints, and you just take the various aircraft and break them down and put them in the computer and turn them into these lovely characters that we've got.
What are the philosophical goals of this animation series, obviously exposing aviation and air shows and so on? What are some of the goals?
Airshow Buzz, you know, our corporate philosophy and our tagline is "Escape Life's Gravity," and we really enjoy telling the passionate stories of flight. And in all that, we know that there's probably the most important group of people to tell those stories to is a young audience, starting at that age of about 3 years old and up. And so we really wanted to have a product that we could target those kids and really instill in them the things that we remembered when we were growing up, when we used to be in the backyard throwing paper airplanes around and looking at clouds in the sky and wishing that we could fly. So, you know, our goal is to take that passion and convey it to kids. And we have such a love for the P-51 Mustang that it just seemed like that should be the lead character in storytelling like that.
How many episodes do you plan to make, and what kind of distribution are you looking at?
Animation has changed, and the world of children's animation has changed over the years. And it used to be, when I was growing up, you know, you'd watch, you'd turn on your TV on a Saturday, and you'd watch a half-hour television show of cartoons. And now the way that they do it is they're bundled in 11-minute episodes. So you do two 11-minute episodes, make, you know, the 22 minutes that give you your half hour's worth of television programming. So to do all this, we'll probably wind up making about 26 episodes, and they're very, very time consuming to make. The episode that we have out now, the first one, which is called Grounded, took about 7 months to make. That's just for one 11-minute piece. So you can imagine what's involved to do all 26 of them. We're going to distribute it both on Airshow Buzz, you know, ASB.TV, so where you can see the program now. You'll be able to watch it. And then we're in the midst of negotiating some pretty interesting deals with some networks right now. So I think everybody can look forward to seeing it in a much broader format.
Airshow programming usually was only showing up on, like, Discovery and TLC, and then it started to move to be available on the internet if people wanted to see videos of air shows. Now with Airshow Buzz, you have a dedicated site and channel to that. Where do you see Airshow Buzz going as far as distribution and wider viewership?
television and mass media is changing every nanosecond. We've got some spectacular technology. We've spent a great deal of time and effort putting together a program called Black Box, which enables people to download a desktop application that enables them to really take their computer and turn it into the next generation of TV. So they can sit there with their computer and they can talk to their friends and they can watch this great programming. It's all instantaneous HD download. They can listen to music. They can see what's going on with air shows and really just spend their whole day just kind of wrapped up in the world of aviation. And Oshkosh and EA give you that experience, and Airshow Buzz, ASP.TV, wants to do the same thing in a digital experience.
Ed, thanks very much for joining us.
You take care. Have a good one.
I'm Farid Guillot, EAA Radio News.